maybe this time I'll remember to say, you know, welcome to Jason's basement and stuff like that.
All right. I'll start like that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jason's basement. July the 7th, I believe. We're recording this early. No, it's the second now, but we're recording it early.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They won't hear this till probably the 7th.
Okay.
So,
our conversation's so advanced, you know,
we're ahead of our time.
Ahead of the time. You know, we're about to laugh ourselves twice here. That's how far ahead of the time we are.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real. They don't even know what I just said there. They can't even grasp that.
They won't get it until next week.
They won't.
Exactly. After the week, after we put it out.
Exactly.
So we're 2 weeks ahead. I'm Tone Crusher Smith, aka Jason, and I got my man TQD.
Brica!
And he's gonna sit in for Fingers, or Jason, whichever one name you want to call him. He's out this week. So we decided to create another podcast, and this is gonna be our monthly installment, is it? Something like that, when TQD comes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, monthly installment.
That is true.
Yeah. So, that was my beeper. My pizzas must be ready. I haven't put it in yet, so good.
You meant your real beeper.
And you still carry a beeper?
That shit is so archaic now, man. It's like, all you had was a phone number would pop up. It's like, now you see a phone number pop up, you're like, I ain't answering that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go back to the pager, man. I really honestly want to go back to the pager. I mean,
that was, we thought,
get back to you when I can get back to
that
you.
That was so,
you know what I mean?
You know, speaking of that, I should probably turn off my phone here. But that was so top of the line back in the day. It was like, now I'm just laughing. I saw that. I was watching, you know how they made 90 In the Hood movies at the same time. I was watching one of those. The dude had the beeper, you know, looking for customers and shit. I was like, damn, like, that's not even. Yeah, there's a better way to do that now.
I know, do doctors still carry pages?
Absolutely not.
They don't? Cause I saw a doctor
the
other day.
They might, like,
a pager
in the hospital and shit. You know, it's probably, that makes sense there, but it's probably still more of a phone sort of thing, you know.
This shit was crazy, man. I don't know, I want to go back to the pager, for real, because, like, I hate people being able. I mean, you could rarely have an excuse when you don't answer your phone.
No, but it's like, I mean, this. I was having this conversation about the smart. You know, everybody's got, like, the smartphone. I don't know if you have one. My phone is archaic. Okay, I have such technological advances as text messaging, and color screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, I don't want an email and stuff. I like having that excuse of, you know what, I'll check that when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already got the text message, voicemail, and the phone call. That's enough access to me.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, I'm not going to check my email right now. I'm doing shit. You know?
No, yeah, I got the smartphone and shit, and, you know, and honestly, I like it. I love it, but, you know, but it connects me to too much shit.
It's too much. I don't want to check Facebook while I'm just chilling, you know, on the run. And
on driving,
email.
Checking Facebook,
you know,
emailing people.
Yeah, you know, text message. Call. Mm-hmm. Call.
Oh, Fingers is the worst at that shit.
No, well,
he's the worst at that.
If you have one, no, like,
I'm putting him on blast. He's the worst.
Well,
at
you
that
can put
shit.
Him on blast, but, like, if you have, like, I think if you have, like, one or two, like, it's good in the sense of, like, hey, you know, like today, I was like, I'm here. I don't need to call you to say I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, but
just a quick little, you know.
But if we're gonna be like, so how you doing? Okay, did you see that? Okay, well, I thought, no. This
conversation.
This 30-minute back and forth shit could have been knocked out in 5 minutes. Call.
And more enjoyable.
Everybody's so afraid. It's like so antisocial. It's like, you know what? You can call, talk to me for 5 minutes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that tough to be like, all right, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to you later. Bam.
Okay. All right. Out of everybody in our crew, who do you think's the worst at actually calling? And,
I think Staten operates strictly off of the text message. I think. It is, but like with him, my communication with him is more of the one statement variety, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You may be right, man. I think, okay, Fingers is the worst with texting. He loves the text, man. He's a texting fucking fool. So he's a texter.
Now, see, he's another one that's also like one or two statements. Yeah. Like I don't mind that.
Yeah.
There's some other people who are not in the crew, but I'm not going to call them out. It's not in my best interest to call them out because they kind of spy on me online, so I don't need it.
Really?
But anyway, yeah, they want to have the 30-minute back and forth. You know, no, call 5 minutes.
Now, lately, I've been getting worse at it. I ain't even gonna front with my phone. I've been worse at it lately because, you know, I got things on the ball and I always set my phone down somewhere because I'm ADD like that. So I'm always moving my shit around. I never know where shit is.
Man.
So, yeah, so.
Talking about that saving time texting. No, it's not. No, it's not. How about we just stop what you're doing for 5 minutes and let's knock it out. None of this back and forth. I don't want to have to be checking my phone and no, I'm at work. How about I just take 5 minutes real quick, you knock out the business. I don't want to be while I'm on the clock checking my, I'm not going to answer. I'll respond to your text 3 hours later when my next break comes up.
Yeah, that's
if
real.
If you don't call me.
That's real. That's what's
up. That happens. I do that, you know?
Yeah, and like, oh no, I call people and I leave voice messages. I think that's appropriate.
Well, voicemail is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine because voicemail, it's with, you know what I mean? It's voicemail. But
yeah,
text, it's like people are expecting that quick. No.
No, you get back to you when I get, it's like the pager. It's like the modernized
pager. If you
pager.
Have more than one message to, actually, I'll say two. I'll be generous. Really, I prefer just one. But if you have more than two messages to send to me, you, no. You, yeah, I'll get back to you when I get back to you.
I like texting is like when, let's say me and you are going out and I'm getting ready at my house, you're getting ready at your house.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, a little update. Like, hey, dude, sorry, I got to go get some gas and pick up this. I forgot my wallet. I got to go back to my house, whatever. You know,
well, that's, yeah, message. Again, though, that's just one statement.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I don't want to have to call you to be like, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah. That's
because it slows you down.
That's an annoying phone call.
It slows you down, yeah. And
right.
It's like,
yeah, if you want to talk for progress. A second. Yeah, no, you call. I don't know. That's just me, though. I keep my that's phone is enough access. I don't need all the internet and all that stuff.
I know. I think phone is the facilitator of the smartphones. I'll be more specific. Mm-hmm. Smartphone is the facilitator and the bringing down of all players across the nation.
Yeah. Well, that
you can't be a player with a smartphone anymore.
No. Well, you can't be a player. Period. You know? You got five women. Yeah, I was gonna say you stepped on my touchdown call there a little bit. I was about to say you get five women on the side, you hit it a couple times, they're gonna add you. And you know how it is, like when somebody clicks to add you, before you reject their ad, they can still see everything
mm-hmm.
while you're waiting to respond. So
really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think you gotta like set some sort of privacy setting because you know somebody who I will not, divulge, you know, added me, and I didn't add him right away because I just wasn't in front of my computer pretty much all day.
Right.
And he told me everything that was on the pro. And, like you can see the shit. And I didn't even okay you yet.
No, like I can't tell you how many people I know that got busted on this. Busted doing their dirt.
It just makes people anti. I had a buddy
fucking around that Facebook.
I had a buddy who his girl broke up with him by writing on his wall. I'm like, oh, we're so antisocial these days. Nobody can even call.
That's foul.
How about call you?
No, dear John.
Let's go meet for a cup of coffee. I had to, you know.
Nah, I don't like breaking up face to face. I don't know.
That's. I love it.
That's not.
It's great. Yeah, I had a chick break up with me. She was like. I already knew it was coming because we had some plans for, you know, let's go out to lunch. And then she calls me like the day before, you know, let's just go out for a cup of coffee. And she met me for the cup of coffee, had all my shit in the trunk. Done deal. But I was like, you know what? Yeah. You know what? That's the way you do it. None of this wimpy, I'm going to send you a quick text to write on your Facebook wall. Everybody's so wimpy.
Mm-hmm.
About no, everything.
I'm a wimp. I will make. I just made the relationship so fucked up that she had no choice but to break up with me. That's the way I would break up with
damn.
A girl.
No.
I could because I couldn't do. I don't like hurting people directly.
It's gonna hurt no matter what though.
Direct.
You
I know what I'm saying. I don't like hurting people
you gotta
directly.
Cancel it.
Yeah, I do it indirectly. I got a whole bunch of fucked up shit coming at you. And then you're like, you know what? I have to break up.
Well, this one, yeah. I mean, I was getting ready to kind of end it anyway, but then she was, you know, it was, you know, it just happened. It was just an awkward situation for everybody involved, and it had to end. She just happened to call it ahead of time. But it was just like, yeah, you know what? That's how you do it. You know, none of this Facebook message stuff.
Sorry, jasonsbasement.net. Hit us up at jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's where it is.
So that's where to hit us up at the places. So, we always get into conversation. We should say the shit at the beginning. But anyway, back to what was...
No, I mean, that was pretty much it. Everybody's a wimp. That's what all this smartphones and Facebook has made everybody a wimp. Nobody knows how to talk. Nobody knows how to call you and knock out. They'd rather sit for an hour texting back and forth about some bullshit rather than just call you. No, nobody wants to call.
I don't think I've ever officially broken up with a girl.
You never? Well, I have.
Like, went up to her, hey, look here, I ain't feeling you. Things between us is it's not.
I mean, I've done that, but it's like
I never done any.
It's like, you know, after a couple dates, like that's not even really a relationship. That's just, you know what, I'm just not feeling. Not, yeah. You know, the only two relationships I've ever had, I've been dumped each time. And both of which were thankfully face to face. So
really?
That's the way I can do it.
That's
the way that's the way I like. No, don't send me a message. You could send me a message to tell me to meet you somewhere and then do it. But don't just send me a message, like, you know.
I've had girls break up with me before, you know, but it's always like over the phone, we talk about it. But I had one girl do it to my face.
Well, I think over the phone.
I did not see that shit coming.
A phone conversation, I think if you have a long phone, that is okay. I mean, because you're at least, you know, you're... That's okay. That's not text message where you don't have to say anything. It's just, it's so passive. Like, the phone, even though it's not face-to-face, like, you have to be into the phone conversation. Yeah. Like, a text message is so passive. You know, whatever.
I just don't want to see a girl crying and shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to go through all that shit because then I get weak and start.
I don't. You know. Well, I had one. You know, that broke up with me and she was crying.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I won't get into that. You know who I'm talking about. But I don't do. You know, whatever. But then I had another one. She was just like, "Yeah, here's your shit in the trunk. Peace." Like, I'm not happy. I'm like, yeah, that's the way you do it.
I see.
Knock it out.
I couldn't do it.
Basically, because I was about to dump you next week anyway. So.
Yeah, I had a girl break up with me, and I got mad, even though I wasn't ready to break up, but I wasn't really in the relationship either. But I got mad that she broke up with me. It's like, no, bitch, you don't break up with me. I break up with you.
I don't care.
You know, I was like defensive about it. Like, what? How you say this shit is my fault? It's your fault.
Bitch. I just looked at it. I'm like, all right, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Peace.
Really? Now, when I ain't ready to break up, we ain't broken up till I'm ready to break up.
Because I don't want you coming back, you know, asking for me, you know, later. You know.
Like, when I'm ready to break up, damn it, then I'm ready to break up. But before then, once you fuck with me, you stuck with me.
You know, Nah. I want to know it's final. So, as long as it's final, that's true. Because the second one, you remember, you know, the shorter one.
Yeah.
Dude, she brought back shit from my trunk. She brought back a half-drank bottle of orange juice that I I was like, yes, because I know I will never hear from you again. Like,
she brought back shit you had to refrigerate.
I had a half-drank bottle of orange juice, and she brought that back. I was like, you know what? She's severing all ties. She went on my Facebook wall. Anything she ever wrote, she deleted. Like, it was everything. I knew I would never hear from her again, and I never have. Now, the other one, you know, that one, time to time, I'm like, man, go away. Like, it's over. You ended it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like finality. I don't care if it's me or her. Like, I like finality and just end it. You know? It's done. That was great. When she handed me a half-drink bottle of orange juice, I was like,
Damn.
Dude, I think I love you now. I'm like, I think I love you now.
Can we talk about this?
I was like, that was amazing. That was great.
Man,
yeah.
She grizzly. Oh, man. Oh, you didn't tell me that. That's funny.
Well, you know, I don't want to spill too much information. We can talk about that off the air.
Yeah.
But, we were both about to pull the plug on that, and she just beat me to the punch. And I was like, yeah, it's over. Finality. None of this, oh, come back later, we'll try it. No, I'm not trying it again. If you end it, you get off the bandwagon, you stay off. Like, I'm not, you know, that's my thing, though. Right. You know, I'm not really a relationship person, though, because even when times were the best of the best, like, I still just wasn't really that into it. Like, I just would rather be doing other shit. Like, I'm just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's just the state of mind I'm in at this point, but I'm so amazingly selfish with my time that even when I was in relationships, I wasn't really that into them.
Right.
So that's, yeah. So I'm like purposely just chilling on the sidelines. Like maybe I'll care later, but I don't know.
No, I had had relationship ADD, man. Before I met my old lady, but before then, I had ADD. I was like, I'm all about you for about 5 months. Then after I had it, hit it and split it, and now I'm like, I don't really like you anymore. I'm starting to like get past the physical, and now I'm starting to get to know you a little bit, and I don't like what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, no, maybe that's what it was. It was like things were well, and then I got to know you, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, because it's hard. It's a very thin line between, you know, because whether it's just, you know, like just we're friends or you're in a relationship or just even like you're not, there's gonna be times where shit's gonna get a little boring, you might not be that but it's hard to tell whether that's just, you know, a tough time that you need to just work out and ride out, or this really isn't working. Like, it's a very thin line,
mm-hmm.
and you usually don't guess correctly until it's too late, you know?
Yeah, until you're about 2 or 3 years in, like, man, I never liked this bitch.
No, because it's, you know, because every relationship,
out of habit
it's
now.
Like, I'm sure with you and the missus, there's some times where you're just like, you know what, I'm kind of bored here for a second. But you just ride it out because, you know, the big picture.
No, what it is, man, people have to realize good relationships are boring.
No, that's what life is. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. why most of, because life is about boring times. Life is about chilling on a Saturday, doing a podcast, shooting the shit.
Yeah.
It's not about, ooh, it's all fancy
people,
all the time.
People watch these movies and they get these bullshit ideas about what romance and what love should be. You know what I mean? That's for rich people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Rich people can afford to, like, you know what, babe?
I can't go to Brazil every week.
Let's go to Buenos Aires for the weekend.
Yeah.
Or let's take a drive down to the cabin.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's for rich people, you know, or people living well beyond their means.
Yeah.
You know, a good relationship for people that are saving their money and looking forward to the future and everything, it's boring.
Yeah, it just is.
It's boring, you know. So I think a lot of women need to get off this idea of what a relationship should be. I mean, me speaking as a man, you know, I think a lot of women have a lot of misconceptions about what relationships should be like.
It should not be exciting all the time. If it's exciting all the time, well, what are we covering up?
Like, yeah.
At what point can you just chill and say, all right, let's take a break and just chill for a second and watch some TV?
Yeah, why you gotta be up under me? Why can't I just go out in the garage and do something and you go do this? And you're like, why we gotta be... Because, like, I figured out...
You need
out,
to have separate interests. You need to be able to go out and just have your
own
time. Because you can't... Like, honestly, like, I think, like, part of the thing... You see a lot of... I don't know, this is probably... I'm sure there's dudes who do this too, but I see this more in females. Where they'll... Be like, oh, I'm trying to meet someone. I want to meet someone. And then they do, and they're like, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so, like, you're tying all of your happiness is riding on this relationship. So when it's over, because most relationships, just by definition, do end.
Right.
Then what do you, now what? Like, you can't put 100% into a relationship. Like, you can really only, you have to kind of be half in and half out because you need to have your interests elsewhere. And also, you can't tie everything to a person, because if it flames out, then where are you?
Yeah, because what it is, women think their man is their best friend, or their man is their friend. No, I'm your man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're friendly and we do things, you know, together. And yeah, but
I'm with you and you're with me, but we're not together, yeah, per se. You
know, I'm your man.
That's not going to sound right to some people, but it's true if you think about it.
Yeah.
If we both put in 100%, well, that's 200. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just how it is. Like, it sounds kind of cruel, but no, like, you need to, you know, absence a little bit does make it. It doesn't mean we need to take a 3-month separation. That just means,
boy,
tonight, you know, boy, I'm going to go do something, you do
you
something.
You may have an idea.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
You may have an idea.
That just means
a 3-month hiatus every year. Nah, everybody get a 3-month
hiatus. No, but like, Cody means it's like your boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, how about 3 or 4 days a week I'll see you? You know what I mean? Like, every other day.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, once you're really serious, you know what I mean? Hmm. Like, how about, you know, and we don't live together. Obviously, it's different if you live together. But, like, how about we're pretty serious, and we don't live together. I see you every other day.
That's good.
I think that's fine.
That's fair.
I don't want to see you every day. I want to go rap. I want to go to the gym.
Cause see, like, but I want to do nothing. As soon as you try to do some shit like that, a girl will be like, hey, man, I spend no time
peace
with you. You don't care about me. Yeah. All that old bullshit. It's like, I don't want to sit up underneath you all day, every day. You know, it's like, we're not one individual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm me and you're you.
I'm with you, you're with me.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. Won't you have some friends or something?
Yeah.
Go do something with
get
them
some friends
one night a week, and then, you know, we'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
I'll see you in the car. I don't have a problem like every day. Hey, hope you're doing well. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, babe, I love you. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, that's fine. That's fine. But I don't necessarily need to see you every day.
The check in.
I don't mind to check in with you. I don't think that's a problem, like checking in every day, but I don't want to see you and be. Oh, is your music? Yeah, my music is important to me. I'm trying to go rap here.
Yeah. Well, see, man, oh no, I say women dictate the relationship. Women always dictate the relationship, and sad as it is, that's just the way it is.
Oh, they do? That's why I'm by myself.
Yeah. But no, I'm telling you,
I'm like, that's what, again, you jump off, you stay off. Like, I don't play that. You know what I mean? I'm with you, you're with me. We'll find a way to meet in the middle. You know, I'm trying to let you have your time too, because you're gonna get sick of me after a while. You're gonna be like, get up off me.
Yeah, or why come? Women, they don't.
Women
nitpick,
want that
they
dichotomy.
Don't nitpick you, they don't nitpick you. They nitpick everything about you. No. You know, everything.
A lot of women got
your
the
shoes,
you know,
or how come you don't rinse the dish off when you put it up on the sink, or you know, they do shit like that. You know, but
a lot of women got the, you know, the dichotomy of, you know, I want you to take care of me, but I'm an independent woman.
Right.
It's like, no, you can't have it both ways.
Can't be both.
Pick one.
You can't be both. You want me to open the door for you or just forget about
you? That was like when Destiny's Child, they had Can You Pay My Bills, and the independent woman was the
next
single.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is sometimes.
Psychotic.
It's like, no, you can't have it both ways.
You know what I'm saying? Psychotic. I'm sorry, ladies that are listening to this, but yeah, you're psychotic.
No, it's just people got to be realistic about it, you know?
Yeah.
You can't be together all the time. You will get sick of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Happens every time.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to it.
Rant over. Now that we've passed the next hour, I don't know how long that's been.
No, it's only been 20-something minutes.
Oh, that felt longer. But yeah. not that it was boring. It felt like we just kept going.
A lot
that.
Of information.
Yeah, they've already turned it off now. So
right.
Anyway.
So, all right. So I want to ask you this. Who do you think is the world's worst rapper?
Oh, actually, you know what? Actually, because I saw this and you guys had a long time. Top five. Chuck D.
Okay.
Cool G Rap. Rakim. KRS-One, J-Live. That's my top five.
Really?
You guys were debating that shit. I was like, no, it's not difficult. It's easy. Take
it
a stand.
Is, it isn't.
Take
it,
a stand.
It is difficult, man, because I got so many inspirations and I got
no
so many
name. There's a lot of people that are like right under the surface that, you know, if we were going to say like 6 to 10 in the teens and stuff. Yeah. No, my top five is solid. You know. J-Live has a catalog now. Mm-hmm. If you asked me like 8 years ago when he just had one album, well, no, J-Live, his albums are ridiculous. He's just not famous.
Mm.
He's, you know, by the rest of my top five, it really hasn't changed much. It's just the order has changed a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Over time, I feel like G-Rap, his stuff has aged a little bit better than Rakim has. I switch them back and forth. You know.
Alright, well, yeah. Rakim, yeah, he was dope. He was dope.
I mean, he's dope. His stuff still stands up just because everybody... See, Rakim is like... Him and G-Rap are like... It's like listening to Richard Pryor comedy. It's like they've been copied so much that you almost forget just how dope it is. It's like... It's so innovative and copied so much that it's just cliche.
Yeah.
Kind of, in a way. But it's not cliche. It's just that's what they do. You know?
Good point.
Like, yeah. I listen to Richard Pryor and I almost have to catch myself. I'm like, no, this is great. It's just way everybody then copied it.
Yeah, it's so old, but it was so ahead of the time, yeah.
You know?
I see what you're saying.
So, but anyway, that's the thing. And, yeah. Anyway, your question. I just had to settle that real quick.
Well, I'm going to have to come up with a more comprehensive list. I'm going to come up with a list.
I could do a top 10. I could do a top 20, quite frankly. But that's just my top 5 is solid. It's the rest that... 6 to 20 is debatable in the order. But anyway, go on. Your question.
World's worst rapper past and present.
World's worst rapper past and present.
The worst? You know who my past was.
Past is Hammer, dude. Honestly.
Tim Dog
is entertaining. No, that album is entertaining.
No, Tim Dog.
That shit was terrible. Hilarious.
Yes.
That shit was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, Hammer's not hilarious. He's just whack. Like... Tim Dog was hilarious. That shit was hilarious. He was not good. He was whack. But that shit was hilarious. That was one of the most entertaining albums I've ever heard.
Which one?
Tim Dog, man. That album was hilarious, man. That
shit is terrible.
Hammer is just bad.
He was horrible.
Hammer is just bad, though.
Hammer, he wasn't a good rapper. He wasn't a good rapper.
I mean, you know.
I don't know how the fuck he blew up, but he did. But Hammer was not that good.
Yeah. Again, like we said last time... He had 4 albums that sold over 1 million, so he ain't a one-hit wonder. You guys liked him.
Somebody liked something.
You guys liked him for 5 years. Stop fronting. Anyway. So, no, but Hammer, past. Presently, I mean...
If we can go back to Milk D.
I mean, yeah, he was bad, but like, dude, right
now, he was
now,
not good either.
Fucking, well, Hammer's for the past for sure. How about you? You said Tim Dog.
Yeah, well,
Tim Dog, he's in the doldrums. It's all the other stuff. All his other albums after that were just bad. Like Penicillin on Wax is a highly entertaining album, and then after that, it wasn't even funny. It was just bad.
Penicillin on Wax. It was,
yeah.
Oh.
That was
terrible name.
Yeah, but you know, it was just more just funny because he had that "I'm gonna steal your starter jacket" look on it with the high top fade and shit. But no, probably top 5 in terms of beats. That album is ridiculous with the beats. But I want a instrumental version of that album so bad. Penicillin on Wax.
Really?
Those beats are crazy good. But he's just Tim Dog rapping on it.
Oh, he was terrible, man. I don't know.
But
he got on.
He was friends with the Ultra Magnetic MCs. They put him on. You know, Cool Keith's old group.
Yeah.
They put him on. But anyway, now, I mean, I don't even know now. This is so many. It's not even that there's more whack people. It's just that it's. I don't know.
I'm just go ahead and say it, man. Will.i.am.
Will.i.am, it may as well be him. I mean, and let's get something straight. Black Eyed Peas were whack even when they were supposedly tight. Everybody's...
Their first two albums were whack.
Their first two albums had like 4
they
songs
were okay.
On.
They were okay.
See, everybody's rewriting history because they're so bad now. Everybody's like, well, that old... No, that shit was still bad then. It just... was less. It was just a bunch of average, forgettable shit.
True.
I don't remember any songs from those old albums.
Something About the Weeknd.
I don't remember any of those songs. Nobody remembers those songs. Everybody's rewriting history.
Something About rapping and dancing.
And what's funny is before they were called Black Eyed Peas, they were called At Ben Con, and they were on Ruthless Records.
Who? At Ben Con, what?
Yeah, and they were on Ruthless Records, you know, the Eazy-E label. They signed with them before they called themselves Black Eyed Peas. They were called At Ben Can, and they were on Ruthless Records. Nobody remembers that. There was an EP. They basically sounded like the Far Side, kind of, at the time.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of sound, you know, wasn't... It really didn't fit the Ruthless Records format. But, you know, they were kind of doing the Bone Thugs thing at the time. It didn't really fit that format. They finally broke up, by the way. They should have broken up a long time ago.
They should have broke up after their second album.
Busy Bone kept drinking. He hadn't been a part of the group in like 15 years because he was too busy drinking.
Junkie alcoholic. How you that get dude, that? How
that dude get was that on bad? YouTube like slurring like a motherfucker like, well, I'm still a member of Bone. And he got a beer in his hand. He's talking about, I'm still a member, but I'm in a spiritual battle for my soul. And so I have to distance myself from my brothers, takes the sip, so that I can get my life in order and get this spiritual battle won. And then I will rejoin my brothers. Like, and they all reunited, even Flesh, like, because Flesh was just in and out of jail and shit. Yeah. That's why he never was really in the group. But, like, all five of them, and Busy Bone quit after, like, a month, like, because he's too busy hitting the bottle.
It's like, how you gonna be a junkie alcoholic?
Oh, I don't see anybody drink that much. That dude was just drinking, man.
Like, I don't know. I like to have a drink here and there, but damn.
I don't like it that much.
My life up.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I'm in a spiritual battle for my soul. Hey, get the fuck out of here.
You're a junkie alcoholic.
And then the other day, Crazy Bone was just like, fuck this. I'm tired of this group now. Like, I'm just done. Like, whatever. Mm. You know.
So why not he go back and make his own little album? You
know, they've been making their own albums anyway.
100,000, 200,000, whatever.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, worst rapper today, I mean, yeah, Will I Am made. But yeah, Black Eyed Peas were whack even back then. They just sucked a lot less. People like to rewrite history so much, you know, like it's the shit wasn't, you just rewriting it, man.
All right. Well, let's stop here and we're gonna take a quick break. Hold on.
Yeah.
I bet money.
Hello?
See, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. Who the fuck is this? Man, that trifling bitch. I knew she'd been fucking around on me. I knew it. I knew she was an unfaithful hoe when I fucking met her. I call up on her cell phone. Another dude answer. I knew some foul shit was going on. Matter of fact, I just drove by there 2 fucking minutes ago, and I saw some dude sitting in the fucking driveway, whatever, in a fucking car, and she acting like she don't see me or whatever. I knew that old nasty bitch was... Who the fuck is this? So I know who the fuck up when I see you. I'm about to come over there in a minute. Who the fuck is this?
This is her father.
Oh. I was supposed to meet you today. Oh, sir, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's all right, Jason. Don't worry about it. We all have those moments.
Thanks. I guess I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, then. I'll see you, Jason. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, and we're back.
Yep, we are. All right,
this week we brought TQD in for TQD's Corner, and I'll let you explain what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I should just say that on backgroundnoisecrew.com and thequietdude.com, either one of those, I do a blog on both sites called TQD's Corner, in which I talk about hip-hop days gone by, and kind of switch up the topic depending, you know, obviously. And so this is sort of an extension. This is where I will be talking about something that was not in the blog, but, you know, that way I can kind of... My most recent blog written was about Big L and how his legacy is pretty inflated due to dying and how people call him a... all-time great, even though he only made one album.
Two.
That was like scraps from when he died. That was like half done.
Oh, yeah?
Those were like verses. That's why they had like Big Daddy Kane. That album was not finished.
Oh. Okay.
Again, 1.5 albums. You are not the best of all time off of one.
Well, I would have never said that anyway.
Yeah. So. People rewriting history there, you know. We've just gone great off of one album, and Snoop's one of the best, and no, he's not. But anyway. So... But that's, you can read all about that on backgroundnoisecrew.com. But so this month I wanted to talk about, you know, I was thinking about Shaquille O'Neal retiring from basketball.
About time.
And I was thinking about 19 years, you know, never made a free throw in 19 years. But his first rap album went platinum. His second one went gold. And... Because of that, that spawned a long list of athletes back in the early to mid-90s trying to put out a lot of rap albums, some other genres too, but a lot of bad rap albums by athletes. Deion Sanders put out an album.
Must Be the Money.
Well, Shaq put out like 6 albums over the years, and like I forget. But a lot of people. Ray Buchanan, you know, the cornerback, he used to play for the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL. He put out like a couple albums.
Really?
Yeah, like it was like Christian rap. He's like on the cover with a huge ass cross chain on it. Like, man, that's probably like a whole game check you spent on that chain. But anyway, my favorite moment of this was a compilation that came out in 1994 called B-Ball's Best Kept Secret. And well, it was not really the best kept secret, but that's what they called it. And it's basically a compilation of NBA players who 1994 and 95 were active. They got the best beats money could buy. Like, you know, producers who were big at the time, DJ Clark Kent, Warren G, QD3, some names who, you know, if you go look in liner notes for a lot of 90s rap albums, like those were the names you saw.
Right.
So the beats were good. Emphasis on the beats. There's players, some players you may not recognize anymore. You know, Jason Kidd, who's
still playing,
probably will retire in a year or two. J.R. Ryder, Timberwolves and bungled draft pick. let's see. Good player, he just couldn't stop drinking. Malik Sealy, R.I.P. Gary Payton was on there. Brian Shaw.
Gary Payton, yeah.
Dennis Scott. Dana Barros, who had the best song, but that was not saying much. Cedric Ceballos, who had the lead single, produced by Warren G. I remember the music video. They're like rapping on a basketball court, and he's macking on these scantily clad women.
That's
on the basketball court,
song, right?
Okay. Yeah, that was the single too. Brian Shaw, who's like a coach now, he's an assistant coach. Like that's how long ago, you know, this was. Like. But yeah, it was bad. Shaq, of course, was on it. And
check 1-2.
Yeah. That album was bad.
Hardy, 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 hardy.
Yeah. Hoody, hoody, There was a lot of whack rapping on there. Like, a lot of good beats. J.R. Ryder talking about, you can't stop my funk corner nasty dunk. I'm like, man, get the hell out of here. Yeah. There's a couple of them, like Brian Shaw, like trying to talk about, like, because he had lost, like back in the day, he lost like a couple sisters and I think one of his parents and a couple siblings all in one car crash. Like, so he made a song about that.
Yeah.
The song was still whack, but it was like, yeah, he was trying.
Yeah.
He was trying.
Saying something from the heart.
He was saying something from the heart. He just couldn't rap.
Right.
You know, but can't stop my funk on a nasty dunk. Nah, J.R. Ryder, sit around. You know, Jason Kidd had the song, People Want to Know What the Kid Did. J-Kid from the town. Oh, okay. I'm a new kid on the block. No, get off the mic.
Yeah.
Get off.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Dennis Scott had one of the dopest beats ever, but he was just had the wackest rhymes.
Man,
his beat was amazing, though. I wanted that beat so bad. He just needed to get his vocals off. But, yeah, so thankfully, I mean, there's still some athletes here and there who, you know, They tried to. I remember Chris Webber had an album.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had the greatest whack line ever. It was a song about how he's like, yo, I got so much shit I've been. He wasn't on this compilation, but he had an album. He goes, so many things going on. I've held too much shit in, so now I'm constipated. I was like, oh my god, that makes sense, but that's whack.
Yeah,
like,
it makes sense, but it don't rhyme.
It's like, I know what you're trying to say, Chris Webber, but no.
No.
But, no. Yeah, there's been a lot of people since this compilation who've tried to rap, and this is just like a, you know, it's one of the things, I think you can get on Amazon for like 33 cents, $3 shipping. The shipping costs more. There's shit on Amazon you can buy for like a penny, and then you just pay $3 shipping. So basically the person who sold it to you
They're just giving it away. They're paying $3 to send it to you to give it to you for free.
Like please give this. It's taking up space.
So anyway, but yeah, that's kind of that was what I was thinking about. I was just because I remember it back in the day. Because I remember the Flow On video with Cedric Ceballos. You know, Warren G was a big deal in 1995.
Yeah, it was.
So, but like, yeah. Oh my God! But listen to it now. It was hilarious. Like, there's a couple songs where it's like, all right, you were trying to say something. But it just wasn't really that tight. So, but yeah, so that's kind of the TQD's corner for this month. I will be working on a blog entry for this month of July writing. My topic will be heavily debated albums in hip hop. We're not going to discuss this now. Just albums that I guess, like for example, like you know, Public Enemy, Fear of Black Planet, like Nas, Illmatic, Snoop, Doggy Style. Like, there's people who don't like them, but it's pretty well established that those are good albums.
Yeah, those are apex.
You know, stuff. Like, and then there's other albums, you know, there's people who like Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em, but it's pretty well accepted that that album is whack.
Yeah.
But then there are albums, for example, that just came out this year, Lupe Fiasco Lasers, where it's pretty well divided whether people like it or not.
I haven't heard the one Blueprint song 3. Off of it.
That shit's whack. But Blueprint 3 from Jay-Z, another one that I think is whack. But it's pretty heavily debated. Like, there's every bit as much.
Yeah, Blueprint, and that was good. I think
Blueprint 2 was just too long, but it had some good songs on there.
Really? I never even heard it.
Oh, it had like 10. It had like 25 songs, 10 really good ones. Like,
really? Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know.
But like those are albums, you know, obviously I'll be picking some older albums. But like those are albums where it's like they're very heavily debated. Like there's not people saying, oh, this shit's classic or oh, that shit's whack. It's like people who are strongly defending or against it, but there's no prevailing opinion. So I'll be right. That'll be my next thing. I was going to do it for June. I kind of flaked out in June because I was trying to listen to all the albums that I wanted to talk about again. So be on the lookout for that, backgroundnoisecrew.com. It'll be up this weekend. It's coming. And then I'll be back on the podcast next month to talk about something which, you know, well, that's a month away, so we won't get into that at the moment. But, yeah, so that is TQD's Corner. Backgroundnoisecrew.com.
Yeah.
So.
Get at him.
So. All right.
So I guess for now we're going to go into Like It or Smite It.
Yeah.
All right. I was giving room there for the the song. Anyway, all right. You want to go first?
Yeah.
Or I can go first too. Either way.
Yeah. I will say. Cub Foods.
Cub Foods. You like it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like it.
Why?
Because it's 24 hours. I love it. I don't, like, maybe my small antisocial streak, we all have it about something. For me, it's about going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love going at, you know, 2 in the morning. And there's maybe one or two other people in the store. The only time it backfires is if you get caught in front of the person who's on government assistance, and then, you know, the food stamps take a long time to get through. But otherwise, that happens once in a while. But otherwise, like, it's usually fine. Like, I remember I went to on Saturday afternoon last week, and I was like, what the hell are all these people doing in my store? Like, I'm trying to get in and get out. Like, what are you people? Get the hell out of my store. So, I don't know.
Slow it down. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like cup food.
I like being uninterrupted.
The donuts are the bomb.
I haven't eaten a donut in a long time, so
really?
I don't know.
Their donuts are the shit. If you ain't, I mean, it's the closest thing to Krispy Kreme you can get, and Krispy Kreme was dope.
Again, haven't had, I've become health freak.
Well, trust
in
me.
In recent times.
When I say their donuts are the shit.
But yeah, 24 hour, and they're the only ones that do 24 hours, as far as I know. There might be some place I'm leaving out, but as far as I know, you know, when places close at 10, 11, I'm like, no, you should need to just get started. I'm just getting started shopping. Just stay open. So anyway, that's me.
All right.
Cub Foods.
My like it or smite it. Comcast customer service.
Oh, you have to smite that.
No, actually, I like them.
Really?
I like them. I would have to say that Comcast customer service is the best customer service I've ever had to deal with. When you call them in, they're polite and they try.
This is not an endorsement of Comcast
or at all. Companies. At all. Because, like, honestly, I can say their customer service is great, but I have not liked the product so far.
That's how you got me confused. I was thinking like the product stunks, and then you therefore okay.
Yeah, no, their product. Pull the fast I'm not one liking. I'm not the liking. Their customer service is great, but the product not so good. Man, I got a TV that fucking pixelates and shit like that, and then it freezes on the DVR thing. Then on their fucking internet wasn't wireless, and they sent me a thing that didn't work, and I had to spend 20 minutes on the phone with that dude trying to get it to work. Mm-hmm. Then that's about it. But it's just been an ongoing nuisance. And then they gotta have some dude come bury a fucking wire in my yard.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so it was like, it was just one thing after another with these people from switching from DirecTV. I was like, man, I should've fucking stayed. You know, but the customer service, A number one.
Yeah.
All right. A number one.
I would prefer a more rude representative with a great product.
Exactly. I would too, but
that's what it is, man. We just make shit that breaks. And all you got to do is have customer service. Nobody knows how to make it. It's like making a good product that lasts is not good for business.
I know.
That might actually be getting a little too deep there. Unintentionally. But we'll just leave it at that. That's a whole different, that's a lecture. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're next.
Let's go with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You like it?
I smite it.
What?
I do smite it.
You smite the Timberwolves? Why?
I smite the Timberwolves because they charge, you know, their low prices are fraudulent. Because if they ever decide to become good again, those prices are just going to go right back up. They don't really care about you. Exactly. They're lying. Mm-hmm. But I think they're funny, though. Because I went to a Grizzlies game. And Grizzlies are actually good now. They got beat by 25 points. So I think I got my money's worth. I sat in row 17, $2. Like, they don't even care. They don't even care about making money. They just want you in the building. But they're bullshit because as soon as, if they ever become good again, those prices are going to be through the roof.
Well, you ain't got to worry about it because they ain't going to ever be good again for a long time. They got that Rubio cat finally came over.
That dude's going to be whack.
Yeah, he's not
going to be. Like, everybody was like, oh, do you think he's going to come over? I'm like, oh, I think he's going to come over, but he's not going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, like, European shit and what we do in America is two different things.
A lot of, I mean, there it's, they shoot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, it's not even, like, that's the style of game. Like, if you can't play inside, like, if you go inside, you'll get smacked around. So everybody just shoots three-pointers, and so they come over here, and that's all they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I guess Dirk has been killing it over the years. Like,
yeah.
And there's a couple other players, but that's about it. Most of them, they come over here, and just based on the style of play, it just doesn't seem to translate.
Yeah, you got to be able to drive, jump off the dribble and shit. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, so, my like it or smite it. Michelle Bachmann.
Well, I'm going to say that you like her for the entertainment value.
You know me so well.
Yeah.
You know me so well.
You're trying to pull a fast one on me. Yeah. You can't play a player, my brother.
You know me so well because Michelle Bachmann is batshit crazy.
She is.
She is dangerous crazy, man. And
she don't know anything about history either.
Nothing. That's what kills me, man. Like, you can be stupid and still run for the president?
I don't mind disagreeing with you politically, but don't get history wrong.
Yeah.
Talking about our founding fathers stood up to end slavery.
No, what? They didn't.
What,
did they
what book did you read? It just is what it is. That's not even a rant. It just is what it is. That's just historically inaccurate. I mean,
not George even Washington. Accurate.
Tom Jefferson, like, no, they had some slaves. I mean, people don't like to talk about it, but it's just true. That's just what it is.
They all had slaves.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It was like the iPhone back then.
Yeah.
Having a slave was like having an iPhone. It's like, yeah, I got a slave. Yeah, I guess like one or two of them, but you know.
I'm from.
It downloads slowly.
Yeah. She is, she's something else.
Crazy,
like,
man. That's like, who is thinking about voting for that?
You know what it is they were hoping that Sarah Palin would jump out because they're trying to get the new, since everybody, you know, because when Obama came out, everybody was just so inept, like, hey, it's a black guy, it's a black guy. But now that he's there and he's had the job, everybody, nobody really cares about that novelty factor. Mm-hmm. Now the thing is, it's a woman, it's a woman. Mm-hmm. And like, because remember when Obama was running, yeah, there were people who just agreed or disagreed with the policy. Mm-hmm. There were people who were racist, but then there was this other people who were also racist who were like, oh my god, it's historic to have a black guy, so he's gonna do this and this. No.
He got an
he's just
do
a
shit.
Dude. And so there's all these people who are the same way, like, oh my god, it's a woman, so she's gonna do this. No. We're still debating the same shit.
Yeah. That we were 2 years ago. Ain't nobody done shit. Man, that's what fucking pissed me off about Obama, man. That dude soft.
But
man.
Nothing's gonna happen though. It's just
that dude got in there and didn't do
everybody's
shit.
Everybody's so excited, like, you listen to the people there. It's the same thing. A lot of people were like, oh, it's a black guy. There's a whole bunch of people you see him on there now, like, oh, I like Michelle Bachmann. It's a woman. And it's just such, I'm like,
if she win, man, straight up and down, man, I might have to move.
You should have moved a long time ago. That's,
straight up and down, man. If that crazy bitch get in office, I'm going to Canada.
I'm not moving to Canada, but I'm
moving somewhere. Denmark, I don't know. I'm going somewhere else, man.
I mean, foreign policy-wise, it doesn't matter who the president is. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. You go back and look, you know, we're always got our foot in somebody we maybe shouldn't have because they got something we want. Like, that's just how it is, you know, regardless of the party. You go back, that's just what it is. I mean, so, like, all these people that want to debate presidential debate based on foreign policy, you're lying to yourself, because it does not matter. We will be fighting somebody.
This you know? Is true.
Talking about, they had the, ooh, I'm withdrawing the troops from Afghanistan. No, you're withdrawing the troops that you put in Afghanistan. Like, the troops that the previous guy who had the job before you, those guys are all still sitting there. Like,
yeah.
Trying to, everyone's like,
act like you're withdrawing.
You ain't withdrawing nothing but the ones that you added in the 2 years you've been president. The
now
ones.
You're going back to the regular level.
You just go back to the ones that we've had for 7 years. Like, yeah. Come on.
No, Obama.
Dude, that shit has been. Dude, we've been in Afghanistan almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing changed.
Ain't not a damn thing. That's why I'm like, I'm just so disappointed.
You know why the war is a bullshit? Because people are all for war. Like, yeah, let's fucking kill them all. Let's kill them all. And then they really only do that because they think the war is going to last like 5 minutes. We'll go in there 6 months to a year. It'll be over.
Mm-hmm.
People who are even for the war don't even seem to give a shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anybody like, yeah, let's fucking kill you? Haven't heard that shit anymore.
They don't care. They want to get the fuck out of
there. They don't care
too,
anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people don't understand what war is, man.
And it costs money.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Obama won in the first place. Everybody, Bush, after 8 years, you couldn't just keep beating that war drum. After a while, people realize, like, oh, shit, I don't have any money.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why I knew McCain didn't have a chance, because I was you couldn't hide behind the war anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, it's bullshit, man.
I think that's Obama's problem. He can't hide. He doesn't have the luxury of having a brand new war to hide behind.
Yeah,
I think that's why he's all in that trying Libya to beat the shit. Libya yeah. shit. He's trying to do the same. Everybody hide. You know, when Clinton got his dick sucked, all of a sudden he started doing a bunch of airstrikes. You know what I mean? You know, it's the same thing. Again, it doesn't matter who the president is. It's just all the same thing.
I don't know. Obama's disappointment.
I mean, he's just trying, you know.
Huge disappointment.
The party has been over. It's been over. It's a crooked system. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
Anybody who tries to do anything, they'll find a way to neutralize you somehow, some way. Yeah, I bet if we had a president, because it's all about gaining power. I bet if you had a president who came in and fixed everything, whoever that opposition party was would be like, we need to make a change here.
Yeah.
It's like,
fix all the problems and they
yeah,
still
it's like, if you fixed everything, because it's about power, they don't care about doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about, like, if you're a House of Representatives, you have a 2-year term, like, after 6 months, like, you're not cared about being a House of Reps, you're trying to get reelected again. You're not doing anything in the House of Reps, like,
yeah.
You know, it's bogus, but.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm done with them.
this motherfucker.
But it's just, it will not matter who the president is. We'll just we're just gonna find another fight. Even if you pull out of Afghanistan, if you're starting up with Libya, that's still two wars because you didn't say anything about Iraq. You're still there. Did anybody even remember that? We're still there.
Mm-hmm. You know, they act like we're all done.
You can't even. Where are the people that are for it? Keep beating the war drum. If you're for it, keep beating the war drum. If it's that important to you.
If it's important, yeah, join.
It was so important.
Join up. It's so important. Go ahead and enlist.
Look, I got buddies who are like, all like, yeah, you know, let's go over there in the Middle East. Let's take them out and let's kill them. But you know what? They're in the military. Mm-hmm. You got all these people here. Like, let's kill them all. Why aren't you signing them? Oh, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Right? Really? It ain't that important to you, apparently.
Yeah, you ain't really to lay your life on the line for it.
Again, though, everybody beat that war drum. And then back in 2007, they were like, damn, we don't have any money.
Hit that pocketbook.
Again.
Shit changes.
Again.
When it affects you personally, all of a sudden
it's different. That's why everybody's hating on Obama. He doesn't have the war. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a war to hide behind anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know.
The bill is due.
Yeah, like you said, novelty wore off and all the people who were, like, on the fence about it and everything. Like, now they're looking at this nigga like he weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like me, like, I knew he black. That didn't matter to me. I almost voted for Hillary. But, you know what I mean? But he got in there and just looked weak as hell.
He had nothing. It's like what we got in this state with the shutdown. You can't walk into some shit brand new. Well, actually, I think after 2 years, you kind of own what you get.
Yeah.
In this state, though, we got the shutdown coming. I'm like, the government, everybody's saying, oh, the legislature, you know, depending on what political party people are for, because, you know, it's a Republican legislature, Democratic governor. People are like, oh, the legislature sucks. Oh, the governor sucks. I'm like, it's a $6 billion deficit, and these people have been on the job for 5 months. This is not their thing.
Not all of them, anyway. Some of them had a lot to
do. Yeah, well, some of them have been there, but, like, the governor's been the governor for 5 months. He's just, this is his first budget. He hasn't even done anything yet.
I know, and he got an unwilling, you know, legislative body to compromise.
You know,
on anything,
he's trying to make his mark. They're trying to make their mark in the legislature. Like, so it's, you got the ego part. Mm-hmm. And then the big debt. And unlike the previous governor, you know, they don't have the luxury of using the stimulus money to balance out the budget anymore.
Yeah, no doubt.
Everybody forgets about that, you know. I mean, let's keep it real.
Yeah, but anyway, we got too deep on it.
You gotta do that.
We
gotta do that.
About that off the camera.
So, yeah.
And Mike,
We're about to run out of time here.
Anyway, so, so hit us up at, hit TKD up at The Quiet Dude. .com
Yeah.
And you can hit us up at backgroundnoisecrew.com or hit us up at for the podcast at jasonsbasement.net or Jason, if you want to send us a story, some pictures, whatever, what have you, you can hit us up with jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we do have some new developments coming, so backgroundnoisecrew.com, stay tuned. We got some things coming for July and August.
Yep. Alright, y'all, have a good week.
Peace.
She left it on it. Yay.